heck of evening tonight.
Well, I know. I was sitting here in Maple Grove out of my patio here.
I was at home, and all of a sudden the beeper went off, and I quick made the call, and they said, "Blow Zephyr, you might want to get in here. We got something rolling in."
Really?
And I raced down, and, of course, we were up in the chopper in no time.
Uh-huh.
And we recorded the weather, documented what we needed to, and already have passed the information to the National Weather Service, and they have let us know that what we experienced tonight is a first in the upper Midwest.
Really? What was that, now?
We have never had this confluence of ingredients in our atmosphere in the history, in the recorded history of weather in the upper Midwest.
Really? I'm real interested in this. You know, I've told you I went through all this crap, you know, and I'm very interested in
I want to tell you this. What we had tonight were mini tornadoes that never actually touched down. And what they were hundreds and hundreds of little tornadoes in the atmosphere.
And you look up in the sky.
And you could see them.
And you see them. I've been through that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been through that.
Hundreds and hundreds of little mini tornadoes all swirling around.
Really?
Creating almost the sensation of stardust around the heads of children.
I mean, did you get like a sunburst at the same time?
Oh, I'm sure there was that. But what also happened, there was a picnic at a place in St. Paul called Newell Park. And one of these little Dodgers came down and landed right smack in the middle of a picnic. But
really?
But again, we're talking about a tornado whose size would be about a foot and a half high,
mm-hmm.
and the width maybe 8 inches.
Really? Okay.
And all that was destroyed were 3 bags of chips. No one got hurt, and that thing was back airborne in minutes.
You're kidding.
No, that was just another unusual day in the upper Midwest, and now you know why weathermen from all over the United States want to work here, because you cannot get this phenomenon anywhere else.
Back in 66, I can remember, and this was probably the prettiest and neatest-looking thing I've ever seen, was the clouds go through, the sun's on the other side, and I looked up, and I've got, like, 3 of these babies up there spinning around.
Tornadoes?
Yeah, and they go from, like, blue to purple to blue because of the sun. It's absolutely incredible.
They figured out years ago, and you may be familiar with this, that the science involved in the changing colors of tornadoes could be duplicated in what became a fad in the late 70s, mood rings. Are you familiar with mood rings?
Not in the late 70s. No, I'm...
Mood rings were rings that changed colors. The science of that was learned from the changing colors of the chameleon tornado, which is the actual name for the tornado you're speaking of. A chameleon tornado, very different from a traditional tornado.
Right.
And when a chameleon tornado becomes an F5, which is the strongest tornado.
Okay.
You can actually...
You're telling me stuff that I never knew, but, boy, I tell you what, I hope we can share some information.
Yeah, well, what you get at that point is colors that actually are not known to the rainbow, that are not known to the standard palette available. You're getting just a little window, a brief window, into what's waiting beyond this world.
Really?
And that the tornado is bringing that to us, what is generally considered to be a monstrous thing, bringing nothing but death. The fact that a tornado is bringing that makes us wonder whether this messenger has been read wrong all these years.
Well, you know, I told you I was spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you view these as little angels? Because I think what was going on tonight with the hundreds of tornadoes we had in the atmosphere swirling around, some of them landing at picnics, that sort of thing, I think what we had were little angels.
Well, you know, you never know. And like I said, I'm spiritual. I'm really spiritual. I believe in the man upstairs. But I'm also a reality person, too, very much reality. And, you know, like tonight...
Well, I got science to back this up. I mean, I
believe you.
Hey, I'm not out there in New Age land. I mean, I can back this up with numbers.
Hey, you can you're preaching to the choir.
Oh,
I believe
good.
You 100%, you know. And, you know, the second set of tornadoes that went through in 66...
66 of them?
No, in 1966.
Oh, 90, sorry.
I'm aging you, but you're older than I am. So anyway...
How old are you?
I'm 55.
Oh, yeah, I am older.
So...
Don't catch you by much, though, just 15 years.
No, listen, I'll tell you what, I've got to love talking to you. I'm so glad you talked to me. And this is God's truth. I'm a historian.
And a spiritual man. Spiritual historian.
Well, I am on the historical societies for both Osseo and Maple Grove,
mm-hmm.
and I really follow this stuff closely.
You know, what you ought to do is get on the board of the National Weather Service with a lot of the information you have.
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, I like... Well, maybe I should. I don't know.
I think you should. We could use another knowledgeable force on there, because a lot of the folks...
You need a voiceover guy? Everybody keeps telling me I should be a voiceover guy.
Either that or an insurance man, but there are some people on this board who don't know a thing about the weather. I went up to a fellow who's on the board of the National Weather
Service. God, I love talking to you. Thank you.
National Weather Service. I go up to this fellow and I say, listen, I heard you give your little speech tonight. Do you even know what the material is inside a thermometer? And he said, you're damn right I do. It's cobalt. I said, it's not cobalt. It's mercury. I said, what are you doing on this board? That's the meteorology 101 right there. And that SOB thought it was cobalt. I followed up.
Cobalt?
Cobalt. I followed.
How the hell could it be cobalt?
Well, that's what I told him. I ended up talking to his mother, who he still lived with. This guy didn't go to meteorology school. He's a floor tile salesman.
Boy, I tell you what, you're such a pleasure to talk to. Well, you really are, and I'm not.
That's kind of you. That's kind of.
Well, no, but it's fun to talk to somebody that's knowledgeable and has an opinion, you know.
Sure.
You talk to everybody else, and you know, I'm not a crackpot or anything like that. I'm a person that really believes in what I'm telling you. I got an A in biology for bringing all my pictures in from the tornado that went through in '65.
Let me tell you my school record. You're going to find this hard to believe. Flunked algebra.
Oh, that's what.
Flunked astronomy. Astronomy.
Oh, I almost flunked that myself.
Flunked social studies.
Really?
The only thing I ever excelled in, and that's why I became a meteorologist, was the debate team.
Really? Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at a little tiny college in Tonga.
Okay.
And how about yourself?
I went to St. John's University.
Oh. You know, I have...
I played football up there for 2 years.
Oh, for that Gagliardi fellow.
Yeah, in fact, I just talked to him the other night. I called him and I asked him to pray for me.
Did he tell you? Oh, you did, because did you read the story in today's paper on him?
No.
Gagliardi has decided... According to what I read, and this again was in, I think it was the St. Paul paper. Do you live in St. Paul?
No, I live in, actually, Maple Grove.
Oh, okay. He has decided, very late in life, to join the monastery there.
What?
That's what the story said, that he is going to continue to coach, but he is going to finish his years at St. John's as a monk, as a, what are they, Benedictines?
Yes, are you kidding?
But he's going to continue to coach. He has spent so much time in their presence... and found their influence on him to be so dramatic that he figures in his last years he would like to go out a monk.
I got to tell you a story. I can tell you a whole bunch of stories about him. In fact, I call up Suchere every once in a while and tell him stories. Just one Gagliardi story.
Here's what I'm wondering, though. On the sidelines, in the robes, these last years, is he going to be the same force?
Oh, he won't be in the robes. He's going to wear his He's on an ego trip.
I just want to tell you that in the story today, it said he had agreed to wear the robes because he doesn't want to hide the fact that he now feels this is his calling. So he is going to be on the sidelines.
Well, you know,
in the
that's
robes.
Great. Maybe that's the way he should be. But he was, when I was up there in 60, I went there from 66 to 70.
They had some tornadoes up there then, I think.
I don't remember those.
Well, it was the little ones. And they're always, you know, the thing is the trees hide them.
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to go in the old way. Now they've got freeways and stuff going up there. And hell,
yeah.
I haven't been there, I'll be quite honest with you. I haven't been there since I played there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
They had a tornado in Frank Hall. Do you remember Frank Hall?
Of course.
They had a tornado in there that got in.
And a tornado in Frank Hall?
Got into the hall.
How did it get into the hall?
In this particular instance, it wasn't one of the larger ones. It wasn't even an F1. You know, these little ones are classified in fractions. This thing was in the hallway. Two people saw it, and then it was out again. You know, it's just a flash. You see, you ever hear a ball lightning? Ball lightning.
I've heard of that.
Ball lightning moves that way.
Very, I really actually
well,
believe
it was scientifically proven. Well, this SOB was in Frank Hall. After the thing left... You know how old and dusty a lot of those dorms up at St. John's are?
Mm-hmm.
After that SOB left, that hall never looked so good.
Well, are you sure they're not just little whirlwinds and stuff?
Well, you know, what you're calling a whirlwind. I mean, let's face it.
I've seen whirlwinds.
We can come up with different names. We can call these things different names. Sometimes you have someone who says, hey, that's a dust devil. What I'm saying is the science behind it's the same. It's a little tornado.
Oh, that's true. No, hey, you're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. This thing that came down, for instance, and ruined this picnic this evening. Well, it didn't ruin it, but some kids didn't get the chips they were promised. That was not something you were going to see on The Wizard of Oz, or that's not something that was going to make National Geographic, but the science behind it is a twister, as sure as the science behind what makes up a human being is the same in a midget or dwarf.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I agree. You know, and I never looked at it this way before, but, you know, Oh, God, I'm so glad I've talked to you.
I'm glad you called. Because the guys around here won't even listen to me.
You're kidding.
No, they're all busy looking at Dopplers and that crap.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you, actually, a little about the Dopplers. They're, you know, back in the old days, we just kind of waited until it went by, and if you were lucky enough to be alive, then you were fine, you know. And I've told you I went through four of them, and that's absolute truth. I went through four tornadoes.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. I'm whipping something up in the lab, and this is going to interest you. You know how you can create tornadoes in the laboratory?
Right, in a little glass of water or something.
Right. Well, yeah, in this particular case, it's in a mason jar, but there's no liquid in it.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm able to do that because I have access to ingredients the average person isn't going to. And I'm going to be playing with that tomorrow night. I thought what I might do is call you tomorrow night when I have the thing spinning and let you know what I'm able to do with it.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
In the meantime, I'm getting called by my boss. The little light's going on here.
No, I understand. Will you call me back tonight?
Tonight, if I can. Sure, will. Okay.
You got my number?
Let me check. Yep, I got it.
Please call me for sure. I love talking.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Al, it's Blow Zephyr.
Hey, thanks for calling back.
Sure.
Just to kibitz, unless you got stuff to do.
No, go ahead.
No.
Hey, thanks for calling back.
Sure.
Just to kibitz. I'm on the radio. I don't want to be on the radio.
Oh, all right. Let me do something about that here.
I'm on the radio. I don't want to be on the radio.
No. Oh.
All right. Let me do something about that here.
Bailout. Bailout.
Hello?
I think we got her cleared now. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that.
Did you want
me on the radio?
No, I don't. I didn't even know I had a radio show. Go ahead.
Well, you're a good man for calling back, though.
I appreciate that.
No, I just talking about the tornadoes again. That's in the weather, you know. And apparently, we missed all the weather today. So,
you know, I'll tell you. Earlier tonight, I had a weather phenomenon story come across the wire from Kansas. Fella working in his garden, putting in petunias. All of a sudden, he notices everything going green. And you know, we've talked about everything going green.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, the hairpin his wife was using. What the hell is that in the background?
We're still on the radio.
Well, what the hell's going on? How are we on the radio?
What the hell is that in the background?
Hold it a minute.
Hey, that's okay. I'll be on the radio. I don't care.
Oh, good.
That's fine. Let's.
Good. Boy, I don't know what the hell's going on. How are we even on the radio?
I'm not sure, but that's okay.